The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Ah, yes, and here we have the Roll Up Your Sleeves Wednesday. That's right, 7:01 in the morning. And you're wondering, gee, this guy's awful chipper, and I'm just getting out of bed wiping the sleepers out of my eyes. Wow. Oh, yeah, I've been up and at him for a while. So, you know, hey, that's what we have to do if we're going to do a morning show, right? That's what works. Grown by Nature, by the way, got to tell you this before we get into the news. I got this little bottle of Pro Magnesium X, Pro Mag X right here. Grown by Nature, the full whole food supplement range is now available again at the Power Mall. You get 10% off this week only, and they drop ship it to you. Neat deal, huh? Order it separately from all the rest of your order, if you would, please. We appreciate that. And, of course, just a reminder, for those of you who want to support the Power Hour, you can do it by donating over $100 or more and get this free Joyce Riley mug with your donation. We're going to ship it to you for free. And Power Hour logo, Joyce Riley, Power Hour logo, Joyce Riley. See, there's Joyce right there. What? I got to hold it up closer. There we go. Oh, I'm a talking coffee mug. Yeah. Knowledge is power right here. There's the Constitution and there's Joyce. So you can get that just by donating $100 or more. You get that mug. Then you can have coffee with Joyce in the morning. Of course, you can subscribe to our... Get it out of there. You can subscribe to our newsletter absolutely free. Everybody likes free. Yeah. Socialists like free. The Power Hour is also on Substack as well, especially my after-hour broadcast, and you can link to them through our website, thepowerhour.com. And, of course, we have thepowermall.com. You can subscribe to newsletters there, get news highlights on all the products we have. And now the reason we put that on there is because there may have been something that you missed regarding your efforts to maintain your personal health. And that is the most important thing to me right now. And, of course, we, again, welcome the two new stations on our network. And, of course, if you are in an area that has a news talk station and they're not carrying us, you might call the program director and have a chat. So you need to be. Those of you listening to us on 7.490, that's WWCR, Worldwide Christian Radio. Yep, we could do the Walter Winchell this morning. The story about the hair is unique. No, we're not going to do that. The Power Hour, put that on the memo line if you write him a check. To 7.490, you can send it to WWCR, put the Power Hour on the memo line, send it to WWCR, 1300 WWCR, Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. And of course, if you missed that, I'm writing very slow. Yeah. If you missed it, you can listen to our archives and you can hear that address and play it over and over and over again until you get it. Yeah, we love our donors. You guys are great. You keep us on the air. That's what works. Lee Bortons is slated to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. The topic of conversation is elementary schools indoctrinate children to be gay. Do you remember back in the 50s and 60s, the term gay used to mean happy? Oh, my, how times have changed. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll get into a real different kind of conversation with Lee Bortons in the next hour, hopefully. Now we move on to today's top five news stories. Yeah, we got the drum roll there. I know this is going to probably, and I don't like the word pissed off, but a lot of you are going to go, wait a minute, where is the equity in justice? Hunter Biden pled guilty to federal crimes in a deal with the U.S. government. Yeah. 53-year-old Hunter Biden has admitted to intentionally fail to pay income taxes, according to U.S. Attorney David Weiss in U.S. court in Delaware. Come on. Come on. You've already put two and two together. You've already figured this out. Hunter Biden plans to plead guilty in an upcoming hearing to violations of a law that forbids willfully failing to file tax returns or pay taxes, because he got more than $1.5 million in taxable income in 2017 and more than $1.5 million in 2018, according to an indictment. So he has to pay more than $100,000 in income tax for his earnings in each of those years. But did he willfully fail to pay the tax? See, that's what this is all about. Now, the other thing, he's going to get probation for lying on a gun application. Now, think about that. Lying on a gun application will get 99.9% of you a prison term in Club Fed. Not Hunter Biden. I know you're probably all sitting there seething, grabbing your coffee cups, going, you know, not Hunter Biden. No, we have a two-tier justice system. The sweetheart plea deal is all because of who you know, not what you know. Well, the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution guarantees equal protection of the law. So next time you're up on a gun charge, say, hey, Hunter Biden got probation. How come you're sentencing me to prison? Where's the equity, judge? You see, that's the thing. That's the pisser. Yep. That, you know, I got the sleeves up this morning, man. I am just at it. And I know a lot of you listen to this and you're like, you got to be kidding. He's not going to face prison time. You got to be kidding. I mean, even President Trump, who predicted that this is going to happen. He said, this is exactly what's going on. This is exactly the two-tier justice system we have. I, President Trump, get banged around with all these charges that could, you know, risk jail time. And they're out to get me, but look what he gets. You see, he said, I predicted that. Yeah, go ahead, Donald. Pat yourself on the back. Yes, you predicted it. You called it. You called it. Yes, the political theater continues, Donald. Well, we all know that. And, of course, Judge Aileen Cannon notified former President Trump, now 77, that his trial is scheduled to go the order was handed down June 20th, but the trial is going to be a two-week period commencing August 14th, 2023, or as soon thereafter as the case may be called. Now, she's a Trump appointee, and understand, everybody's analyzing the way she has behaved in the past, all right? They're thinking that, look, she has to set some sort of date, because now they're going to be filing motions for continuance for this thing and that thing, and we have to have more discovery, and this is going to drag on into 2024. That's what all the political, legal, eagle pundits are saying. So you can choose to believe what you want. Doesn't matter, because fact of the matter is, there's going to be a criminal jury trial. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Now, they may toss a whole bunch of these cases like the first 31, but it's those last ones about obstruction that might be a little dicey. All we can do is just pray to God that there is, you know, he's over there looking down, and if it's meant to be, it'll be. Now, the bigger problem is that all of these candidates that have jumped in on the race, knowing that President Trump is off his political footing right now, it's nothing is solid in Trump's world. He's being attacked by all sides. No matter whether they drop that golf club case against him in Westchester County, New York or not, he is still off his political footing. I don't care what people say. When you're facing multiple criminal cases and civil cases, defamation suits, all this other stuff, and I'm sorry, if you're a groper, people are going to come after you. All the Me Too bunch is going to come out and say, yes, he molested me too. He sexually assaulted me. Yeah, they're going to come out, you know, just like they did against Kavanaugh. And the attorneys are going to have a field day because they get discovery. They get depositions. They get to try to impeach the witness. They catch her lying. Look out. And has anything ever happened? No, they just toss the case out. They ever get busted for filing a false complaint, frivolous complaint, complaint that's full of lies that they uncovered? No. No, the system is not prosecuting stuff like that. And of course, YouTube now censored an interview with Jordan Peterson interviewing RFK Jr. And YouTube, which is a Google-owned platform, by the way, is once again seeking to manipulate national politics and interfere in a presidential election. And you see, here's the thing. In radio broadcasting, we have Section 315. These are FCC rules now. And for those of you that don't know Section 315, me being in broadcasting since 1968 can tell you it's the fairness doctrine. And if you give one side the opportunity to say something, you have to give the other side equal opportunity to say something different. So by, you know, what YouTube is doing now is they're not only deplatforming, but they're demonetizing people. Seriously. You know, somebody does an interview with one of the candidates or says something that YouTube doesn't like about dress up, you know, trans procedures. YouTube can't have that. No, we have to promote screwing with your kids. Yep. Lop it off. That's right. You're not a girl. You're a boy. Yeah. Yeah, that's just about like saying, what? You're going to go have a sex change and then go shoot up a school? You see, you just don't know what these drugs that they're pumping full of people, you know, they're pumping people with these mind-altering drugs. And again, those who have gone through it, and see, this is the thing about Candace Owens, if you were watching her YouTube post, she's like, okay, I'm going to say this for the benefit of everybody. And of course, YouTube hadn't taken the video down because she says, all right, I'll give the trans community a voice. And so she brings on a guest. Here's my first guest. Here's a transgender who regrets doing it. YouTube didn't take that down yet. Yeah, once they figure out, you know, what community standards did it violate? Here you have somebody that, well, see, but she went and had it done. She wanted to become a he, and now she's regretting it. Shouldn't have done it. Made a mess of my life. You see, now the real truth is coming out, but oh, God, we can't have that. No, we have to just move forward, push forward with social justice. Yeah, these people, you know, I just wonder what it would be like if we didn't have the kind of platforms that censor, like YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. They all have the social media ear of every moron in this country. Twitter's almost as bad. Elon hasn't cleaned it up enough yet. And so, you know, if there's still something, I mean, you can watch all these interviews on Twitter and it's okay. But, you know, when they start censoring again, it's because the person that Elon Musk put in charge said so. So now we got this new COVID-19 variant out. Omicron XBB 1.16, called Arcturus. First discovered in January of this year. Oh, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Arcturus, isn't that the name of a star or constellation? I mean, what is going on here? One of the characteristics of the Arcturus infection is conjunctivitis, otherwise known as pink eye. It's rapidly spreading in many countries, including the United States, UK, Australia, Singapore, China, and India. Oh, my gosh, by golly, I'd not like to be liking that. Yeah. Yes, it's there, too. Pink eye. All right. So we know what we have to do. If we get pink eye, we have to suspect that we were hanging around somebody that had it. Yes. See, you can't say, wait till you see the whites of their eyes. Because if they got pink eye, well, that ain't happening. Yeah, here's another scare tactic. Arcturus is coming for you. Everybody quick, run and hide. Yeah, are we scared about stuff like this? No, because we're very careful about who we hang out with these days. That seems to be the nature of humanity these days, is just be careful of who you associate with. You wouldn't want to be called a domestic terrorist now, would you? Better be careful which meeting you go to, because they or them might be out taking down license plate numbers. See how they've got everybody freaked out? Everybody's afraid to just stand up and go boo to the government. You know, just like Tom Van Hoos up there in Great Falls. You know, we put his GiveSendGo account online on our email blast yesterday. If you haven't gotten it yet, you should. You can donate to that, because he's got to get back all those documents in order to be in compliance with the law. The law says he has to keep all those records. And if I was a betting man, I would bet that they are scanning every single one of those and creating a database out of all 10 years worth of those records, which they only had permission to go back to 17. They took everything back to 2013. That's outside the scope of the warrant. These people should be spanked for that. But are they going to be? Not with our justice system. That's why people got to start worrying. Here's something else you get to be concerned about. The United Nations is planning to introduce a global digital ID system that is linked to individuals' bank accounts. And guess where they're going to probably start it? Europe. Yep. This is Antonio Guterres, the UN Secretary General, commie pig, vision for the future. The summit for the future. Yep. Should be given the green light in September of 2024. Yeah. All right. So now you have a timetable. This is what they're thinking, right? I know what you're thinking. Yeah. September 2024, our common agenda. That's what they're going to try to pull the trigger on it, just so you know. Now you got a date. That's not the end of the world. They want to play with everybody's bank account, right? And see, the thing is they're going to try to get the IMF to play along with it. And see, here's the thing. The IMF's managing director now, during a presentation at a conference in Morocco, announced that the global body is working hard on the concept of a global CBDC platform, central bank digital currency platform. And she declared that the central bank digital currencies need to be interoperable between countries, noting that if we are to be successful, CBDCs could not be fragmented national propositions. It's got to work worldwide. So now you know what the IMF has. All right. So now that means that in order for all of this to happen, we need to stop thinking about traveling overseas and going on tourist expeditions and going to Europe, because we may not ever have a chance to do it again. I don't know. If you want to take that chance, I would not want to be confronted with, well, sorry, but you can't come back into the U.S. unless you can prove you've been vaccinated or had a swab shoved up your nose. See, they got a record of everybody that didn't take the jab. Don't be surprised if they don't pull this crap on you at the airport. Let us put this up your nose. I don't want that propylene glycol swab, lace swab stuck up my nose and shoved into my cribriform plate. Well, then why did you leave the country? You see, they don't need to put gates up all around the United States of America. And see, here's the thing about fencing. Not only does it keep people out, it keeps people in. This is why they fence prisons. That makes sense? I hope it does. The UN on June 19th adopted a landmark legally binding international marine biodiversity agreement to govern the high seas following nearly two decades of fierce negotiations. Arrgh. Yeah, where's my eye patch? That's the high seas treaty. Swab the deck. The biodiversity beyond national jurisdiction treaty. Who signed that and who agreed to it? Now it falls under the UN's Convention on the Law of the Sea. an international agreement establishing a legal framework for all marine and maritime activities, which went into effect in 1994. Landmark legally binding international marine biodiversity agreement. Biodiversity. God, we got to figure that out, huh? Protect international waters from what? Fishing? Yep. We still, speaking of international waters, haven't heard anything about the recovery of that ship of five. We might call them ship of fools. I mean, you'd think that, I mean, this thing has been an excursion. Yep, they have billionaire and his son are on board that. And, of course, they have about 24 hours worth of oxygen left. And that's going to be toast for them after that. They're going to be submerged down there with the Titanic. They're still looking for him. No word yet. European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has proposed a massive $54.5 billion fund until 2027 for Ukraine. Cash likely in many cases to flow back to big European firms and funds. It's what they do. It's called money laundering. Zelensky, meanwhile, Ukrainian president. Yes, comrade. He gets on NBC News and pushed back on comments from Republican politicians who are hesitant to keep bolstering Ukraine's military against Russia. He gets on mainstream media to talk about requests for additional weapons and aircraft for Ukrainian forces. And, of course, NBC correspondent Richard Engel asked Zelensky to respond to Ron DeSantis' characterization of the Ukraine-Russia conflict as a territorial dispute. And fellow Republican candidate Donald Trump's vow to quickly end the conflict and sue for peace between the two countries. Huh. And of course, Zelensky says, if any candidate thinks supporting Ukraine is too costly, are they ready to go to war? Are they ready to fight, send their children, die? They will have to do it anyway if NATO enters this war. And if Ukraine fails and Russia occupies us, they will move on to the Baltics or Poland or some other NATO country. And then the U.S. will have to choose between keeping NATO in or ending the war. Going to war or not. And of course, you know, the only way to shut this guy's mouth. And you see Lukashenko, the Belarusian guy with his finger over the button, knows what that answer is. Got to get rid of them. And see, if that happens and they nuke Kyiv or Kiev, whatever the case may be, if they were to launch a limited tactical nuclear strike, that would definitely put everyone on edge. Because what would end up happening is they would look at the United States and all the other superpowers and go, do something about it. And what do you think they want? Mutual assured destruction? You know, here's the thing. If Biden let a balloon fly over America taking pictures of all of our nuclear facilities and missile silos and whatnot, he's going to let Russia get away with doing whatever they want to do. He is too wimpy and spineless to go up against Russia or China. No. He would rather sit there and shove his face in an ice cream cone and have weird thoughts about his daughter in the shower. That's what he'd rather do. Moron. I mean, Ashley wrote about it. Come on, everybody's got knowledge of it. Don't sit there and look at me like, Krieger, what are you saying? No, the guy's a deviant. You don't take showers with your fully grown daughter. Seriously, how close to the devil can you get? China's floundering economy, by the way, is triggering a plunge in global stocks and oil prices. Well, see, they're feeling it, too. They got to do something. How about cranking out some more money? Florida officials who are at the border trying to help Operation Lone Star. Ron DeSantis has announced they've come in contact with roughly 10,000 migrants, including an MS-13 gang member on the U.S. terror watch list. Just thought you ought to know. This according to Ron DeSantis. The majority of border crossers, by the way, continued to be denied asylum to stay in the U.S., even when they're released directly into the nation's interior by DHS. Well, la-dee-da. A lot of good that does. When they're in the U.S. interior, don't think they're not going to try to find some place to hide. And I've got a little this is for you veterans out there, as well as for you people out there that think that what was handed down to Hunter Biden as far as probation. Yeah. We have an article on, so Kamala Harris is the new gun control spokesperson. Yeah, she would take away every single guns if she had the, especially assault rifles. Yeah, she thinks AR stands for assault rifle. AR stands for Armalite rifle, right? Anybody knows that, including us veterans out there. But here's something from Chris Ann Hall, JD, that I think you should understand. The entire argument for gun control is built upon a false premise. The Second Amendment is not about self-defense from criminals. As unpleasant as it may be for this modern society to say out loud, historically and constitutionally speaking, the right of the people to keep and bear arms has always been a right to protect yourself from those in power who want to enslave you. If America wants to engage in a real factual debate on the right to keep and bear arms, then it must be approached from the proper perspective. A proper debate on one's right to keep and bear arms is not one that is framed in the terms of whether you can feel safe from wicked and depraved people full of hate and malice who want to hurt you. You will never feel safe from those people, and those people will not cease to exist just because you are not allowed to legally own a gun. Why? Because those people do not care about the laws, and they'll always find a way to hurt and destroy with or without gun laws. If society is honest and historically accurate, the only question that has any relevance to the gun control debate is, do you trust those in government now and forever in the future to not take your life, liberty, or property through the force of government? If the answer to that question is no, you don't trust the government, the gun control debate is over. Profound words, Chris Ann Hall, Juris Doctorate. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir. Welcome to the show. You got a minute or so?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Hope you guys are well. I found out some stuff about Chick-fil-A yesterday.
Okay.
Supposedly, there's a store in Louisiana that is promoting and, lifting up a employee that is, they had a picture of her or him or whatever on, I saw it yesterday, with makeup and, I don't know, maybe a dress on or something, and the employee standing there in the restaurant.
Aha. Okay.
Yeah, and I just found that out yesterday, and I just there's one guy on there. This Christian man who was talking about it has a site that's like he said he's always loved Chick-fil-A, he's never going back, and it's off about it.
Yep, that makes sense. Well, I'm glad you found that out, sir. You're probably not going to visit Chick-fil-A again. Thanks for your call, Jeff. We appreciate it. 28 minutes after the hour here on Hump Day, Roll Up Your Sleeves Day. That's right. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after the break. Stay tuned for these important messages. We'll be right back.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. For those of you keeping tabs on the time for our Hump Day Roll Up Your Sleeves edition here, where we've got 10% off of Grown by Nature products this week only at the Power Mall. And of course, your donations are appreciated, especially helping to fund our shortwave frequency. For those of you, by the way, we're just getting late breaking news in here that a Canadian aircraft that's involved in the search and rescue for the tourist sub that's visiting the Titanic has picked up signals from what they think is that sub that's got five people on board somewhere near it. And they heard noises coming from the that area where the Titanic is. So apparently they're in distress, but at least they've got some sort of identification as to location. And that's the latest news that we have on that. Just so you know, that's just coming into our news booth here. This is the thing about our, you know, the ways to listen to us here. Support at thepowerhour.com. Send us an email or a snail mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Let us know why you want one of BrickSatelliteUSA.com's Galaxy 19 systems, where you can just point that sucker to the south and pick up Galaxy 19 and the Power Hour. Just another great way to listen to us. But not everybody can use the satellite dishes, so Rick wants to talk to you. So if you send a letter in letting us know why you deserve one of those systems, that's all you got to do is say, I deserve it because... we've had a bunch of them donated. People actually purchased them. Rick got excited when that happens because people are giving. And he wants to be able to make sure that you can use it before we consider you for the giveaway. So if you are writing in, make sure you put your phone number down so Rick can call you. If you want to call him and you got questions, his number is 816-228-1801. His website is ricksatelliteusa.com. And let's see, of course, now, you know, usually stays plugged into the equation before we get into our national news here about the proposed hate law speech in Michigan. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're trying to pass a bill. House Bill 4474 would amend the state's Ethnic Intimidation Act of 1988 in order to consider it a hate crime if a person is accused of causing severe mental anguish to another individual by means of perceived verbal intimidation or harassment. Wow. Possible implications for preachers, school administrators, teachers, parents, politicians, and citizen activists. Wow. I guess if you're a conservative, you're quite up in arms about that one. I predict they're going to file a lawsuit against that. Yep. Oh, by the way, we're finding out that Burisma Holdings executive Vadim Pozharsky informed Hunter Biden in 2016 he was opening a Maltese bank account for him, according to emails from Hunter's laptop. Oh, just now they're coming out? Huh. Yeah, we'll talk about the IRS agent here shortly that says he can go into anybody's house at any time. That's pretty scary stuff. You know, if you're paying attention to stuff like that, you remember way back when IRS agents, you know, used to go out in the hinterland trying to bust people for income tax evasion, and here come them damn revenuers, and you know what happened to them then, because the good old boys ramped up and let them have it, right? I don't know. They got man traps. People are very creative these days about, homemade punji webs. And we knew about those from Vietnam, right? George in Canada, how are you, sir? How's your smoke?
Not too bad. I'm just sitting down waiting for the end of the world. You know, it was five years ago that Greta said the world's going to end.
Oh, I know.
So, I got a bottle of bubbly here to celebrate, and, you sit out on the deck near the trees, and, you're just looking for it. Well, it's got to be coming any minute now. But we just see how good a shill this young shill was, and is also a granddaughter of some guy named Soros, I think. But, not that there's any conspiracies in the world or anything about taking over the world and using climate change as the vehicle for that. But I want to congratulate the United States of America for taking in the ultimate refugee. Jacinta Ardern, the former Prime Minister of New Zealand, has assumed a position at Harvard University. She was also knighted by the King. So you're going to have, the Revolutionary War overturned and a good shill for Chuck and all his abuses of power with his climate change crap is just going to be coming right in your face. But don't worry, Harvard's an equal opportunity employer if you're a shill. Former mayor of Chicago Lori Lightfoot accepted a fellowship at Harvard in public health. I know how to get them jabs in people, so I'll go to the top. And that's, they used to call it Holy Harvard, but I guess now it's Hellfire Harvard because they're taking it out of the deviants.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. And then we are at war. So to talk about that you're going to travel, when World War II started, you didn't really get to travel too much unless you were, in a submarine from one side or the other. It's over. It's over till the war's won. And you got to get that into your head that this is war. And one of the biggest things you can do as an organized society is like labor relations thing is you strike. You don't go anywhere. You bring all the tourism industries, which are the main industries for many of these countries, selling us down the river to put us in a global gulag. Let them go to blazes. You ain't getting any American dollars. It's over, baby, until you come to terms with that.
George, interesting perspective. I think I was just mentioning that about not going anywhere, and you just spelled out the economic purpose for not doing so. Wouldn't you rather put those dollars in your own pocket? I've got people out there, George. I also have to say that there are many of you out there that are looking to move to safer pastures. And you've always heard that saying about the grass is greener on the other side, and you keep playing that game. But, the more this country starts to turn on us, especially with what I just read from Chris Ann Hall about gun control, when you start looking at stuff like that and people actually starting to realize what's going on. And we've got this 15 tips for people who are out looking for property that I've been sending out to people. They're looking for safe property that they can be on that have optimal benefits like water access, water sources, and places like that. If the electricity goes out, people are actually paying attention. What about Canada? What are you doing up there, George, to encourage your neighbors to do the same thing, or are they?
Most people in Canada are completely lost about what's going on. They live in some kind of like lib left dream utopia that you couldn't smoke enough dope to get out of. I look at it, it's there's people who know, like myself. You know, I bugged out of a larger city in December 2021. You know, good Lord just said, it's time to go. And the ironic thing is, if you believe in spirituality, I got some kind of junk mail left on my door from a real estate agent. And as I'm going to work, you know, the good Lord's just chastised me. I sent that man to get you out. Phone him. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. So I phone him. He's a fellow traveler. He's a guy who listens to InfoWars. He knows what's going on. He's a Christian. And I'm going, okay. He sold my house in 3 days. I bought another one 3 days later in a more rural climb where it's far more peaceful and sedate. And I'm just going like, okay, thank you, God. It's a good way to be away. I was near, you know, if you know anything about military, I was living near an airport. They're not going to last too long if any conflict happens. Nope. If it can land a fighter jet, it's rubble and radioactive rubble probably to boot. So, you know, I won't miss it too much, and we'll pray for the ones who get lost. But, you know, part of this traveling control grid in your brain to go to the other side of the septic tank, you know, there's all the stories, you know, tearjerker ones. If somebody was shot, it'd be universal news all over. But one little one, an 11-year-old boy is going to New York from Turkey, and he dies on the flight because he's suitably jabbed. And is it worth it? You know, and there's many, many, many stories like that. The COVID blog will carry things like that, but you're never going to see it, you know, in mainstream news except for, yep, died suddenly. A big long list of them on the COVID blog, too, all the time. And it's just horrendous to see, you know, beautiful young people, especially our children, succumbing early to this. But part of it is it takes spunk, and there's no spunk anymore in the United States. One of their stories, too, was the bar exam in D.C. requires masking and vaccine or proof of a test or you don't write it. And that's a hard one to walk away from if you put your life into getting into a higher thing. But if you have to give up your personal sovereignty, your dignity, and your freedom to do it, being a lawyer slave, well, you're still a slave. To be a free man, well, maybe you got to find that land you were talking about, and you're like Daniel Boone. You got your musket, your coonskin hat, and you just got to make do, mean and tough and ornery, like they were when they built these countries of ours.
For sure. Well, I appreciate the input there this morning, George. You just enlightened my day. You always do, and I appreciate your call. Mark in New York, you're on the phone. What's up?
Good morning. George needs to clarify. George needs to clarify that fellow travelers comment. That is a that is a Masonic sign. That is Masonic term.
Right. I think that that's probably something in the nature of one of those play on word sarcastic type comments that he said as far as fellow traveler. George has a very sarcastic mindset at times, especially when he's criticizing the status quo. I know I've had George on the show a lot, and I get exactly where you're coming from. I don't refer to myself as a fellow traveler because I don't do the secret handshake, nanu, nanu. I don't do any of that. And so, you know, I have to look at life as a realistic approach, which is why, you know, it's really funny. I'm looking at the Prepper Journal. And places like this going, okay, what are they telling people, the ones that really think that they can just go underground and or make themselves, you know, invisible in the event the SHTF, in the event that happens, what's the best way? And I have people actually writing me that are interested in getting these steel SIPs homes built for them because of the environmental benefits of it. And, you know, what's interesting is I start looking into the prepper aspect of things, and House Hunting for Preppers is what it's called. And we have an actual link on our website about that. And George was talking about the grass being greener on the other side. Well, he pointed out a truism here. The big cities, Mark, are going to implode first. If all hell breaks loose, the big cities are going to fall apart very fast. You have about 60 minutes when it happens. And I've seen articles on the Prepper Journal with that as well. You've got 60 minutes to react. And if you've got kids in public school or anything like that, I don't care whether you're a fellow traveler or not. If it's going to hell in a handbasket, you got about 1 hour to react, get your family together, and get them in a position to defend themselves and survive. So, you know, there's some explanations on there. I sometimes wonder how much in panic mode people get. I can understand George's sarcasm, though, about that comment.
Hope that's all it is. I've listened to George for years.
I know. Don't take it personally, Mark. I really believe that his heart's in the right place here. I really do. I think he's just being sarcastic. I think he's being sarcastic, Mark. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Good morning. Dave, when you were in medical school, were they, for obstetricians, were they recommending sonograms for pregnant women?
Well, we had them, and yes, they did. Back then, they weren't as controversial, shall we say, as they are now. Back in the 80s when I was doing that, I was in during the early 80s, and that was a big thing. You know, a sonogram on pregnant women is normal. I understand that there may be some downsides to that now because of exposure to radiation, but supposedly, I mean, this is why we all had to wear dosimeters when we were in med school, because we had to make sure that we weren't getting excess doses of radiation hanging around x-ray rooms. So I get that possibility now that there's some controversy surrounding it. Why do you ask?
Well, when I was pregnant back in the early 70s, that was not a thing. So I was trying to get a handle on when that started, because the only country to do a study on that is China, and they did it when they were going through their one-child policy, you know. And there's an American guy that found a translation of the study, and they found some really troubling things. And, you know, that's one thing they started doing, too. When did the millennial generation start? When do they consider, you know, I know that baby boomers, it's like through 64, you know, after the war through 64. And then is it every 20 years, or is it every 18 years, or do you know?
Yeah, my understanding is the millennials started in 1980.
Okay.
Because, so, you know, by the time they're 21 and or 18, the age of majority, they're in a situation right now that I think is just financial hell. That's what I think most of them are experiencing now.
Well, they're given, trying to encourage women to get sonograms. And the two things I've heard this on a program where they were talking about this is obstetricians, the two things they can charge extra for a visit is sonograms and
mammograms.
Vaccinations.
Oh, I thought mammograms. That was another one.
How insane is that?
Well, you know, see, the thing is now we're hearing things about, well, maybe it's not such a good idea to have mammograms every year. I mean, that is bombarding your chest with radiation, is it not? So,
well,
you know,
to me, that was a no-brainer. I have never gotten a mammogram, and I never will. But, you know, so they started that in 89 when that bill about the vaccination program where they covered the people making the vaccinations. So they
right.
started putting more vaccinations on them. And then during the middle 90s, the GMOs started and
yep.
so they didn't really get going hot and heavy till the early 2000s.
Yep.
And then cell phones. So that, you know, the kids after that, they've had a lot of things happen to them at a very young age because those sonograms, they've got to be destroying cells.
Well, I think to a certain extent, there's, you know, if you're getting repeated exposure, I'm more concerned about the people actually administering the sonograms than the ones getting them, unless they're going in there every other week. I mean, that's crazy. You know, the radiologic technology industry has made some very big inroads, but when it comes to putting a sonogram on a pregnant woman, see, everybody wants to know, A, what sex, and B, is there a heartbeat? C, you may see this more and more when they start ramping up the situation with abortions. And see, to me, this is just nuts. It's another way for the insurance company and the medical industry to make a bunch of money. That's the way I'm looking at it right now. I appreciate your call, Sherry. Our phones are stacking up. Kevin in Ohio, you're on. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave. I'm in the dark. My computer died last night.
Uh-oh.
What a bummer. Did you see where there in Uganda that president there outlawed all the alphabet sex things about a week ago?
Alphabet sex.
Did you see yeah, you know, A, you know, L, B, G, D, whatevers.
Oh,
know?
Yeah. Okay, the alphabet soup, okay.
Yeah. Well, he outlawed all that queer stuff.
Interesting.
And then immediately, within a few days, ISIS appeared out of the Congo and murdered about close to four dozen children in a school.
Wow.
And a few other people. So they murdered about 50 people. You know, that's the response of the CIA to the anti-queer stuff.
Hmm.
In my opinion.
Interesting. Well, it's a possibility. We have to entertain that. So, wow.
Yeah.
Heavy stuff this morning there, Kevin.
Yeah, and then you hit a memory hole yesterday when you mentioned Joe Pine. You remember?
oh yeah, the big toe was taking over the world. Yeah.
You remember when we had more modesty and the first topless bathing suits came out? Do you remember him having a topless expose on his show?
I vaguely do.
We were little guys in the '60s, early '60s. Me and my brother.
Yeah, we were.
But the.
Yeah.
He
very
impressive for a week or two. Yeah, for a week or two, he was going to have the first topless model on his show, and he did. And here he brought out a monkey in a topless bathing suit.
That's what I remember about that. All right. Yeah, okay. I'll be a monkey's uncle. All right. I can't that nice humor for today, Kevin. I appreciate that. The Joe Pine. Boy, that's now I'm dating myself again. I think we all are here. Tim in Michigan, you're on the phone. What's going on?
Dave, I don't know why any woman would pay for a breast exam because I do them for free. And
okay, that didn't take long for that to sink in.
But, Michigan, a quarter inch of rain since May 7th. The wind has been blowing for over a month straight now, coming from the northeast, which is totally unlike Michigan. People, our crops are failing us in Michigan. The lakeshore of Michigan produces the perfect amount of rain when the wind comes out of the west and southwest for our apple orchards, cherry, peaches, you name it.
Wow.
The Ukraine is starving for food right now, people.
Of course they are.
Up.
The breadbasket of Europe. I appreciate that, Tim. And see, here's the thing. I'm more concerned about House Bill 4474 on this amending of the state's Ethnic Intimidation Act of 1988 to consider it a hate crime if a person is accused of causing severe mental anguish. First off, they got to determine what that is. So that sort of thing is just unnerving. I think I'd be a little more concerned about that. But I am concerned about the weather up there, and you've let me know that about three or four times this past week. So we appreciate your input on that. Thanks for your call. I want to get back to this thing about the IRS agent saying I can go into anyone's house at any time. The Judiciary Committee is investigating the IRS agent who threatened an Ohio taxpayer. And of course, Jim Jordan, being the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, he's also from Ohio, sent a letter to the IRS commissioner saying, who is this Bill House, H-A-U-S? He lied about who he was to the taxpayer and told her that if she didn't pay this money by next week, yeah, all hell was going to break loose in her life. And one phone call to her congressman and the IRS stopped all that nonsense. Folks, if you don't put your feet down and say enough, it's going to keep going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny. Hopefully we'll be back with some conversation with Lee Bortons after the top of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us. Stay with us.
Everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.